We played an almost perfect first half, only because perfect, there's no such thing. But we followed the game plan to the T and came back for some reason and just relaxed and you know, gave up, I mean, they started attacking, we didn't, and gave up a 16-point lead. We have our goals set. We matched every single one of them, went above and beyond every single one of them, each quarter, the first half. Second half, underachieved. And I think at some point we have to find that heart and that drive and just really sustain it for 40 minutes, actually 50 minutes. So we have to find it, you know, dig in deep and find it somewhere.
It seemed like Danica's zone caused problems in the third quarter. Talk about that.
It was actually more like a box and one on Tina, which is what we're used to for the last couple of games. That's what they've been playing. We ran our, we had counter attacks for it. We started running a motion play just to keep everyone moving, setting screens. We started standing around on that. We weren't setting the screens, we weren't cutting, moving, and that was it. I think that, you know, Connecticut is a great team, but we actually, we gave that game away. It was our game, we gave that game away.
A couple of times this season when this situation has happened and you guys have come out not as strong, it kind of seems like you get a little frustrated. There's a period in the fourth where Michelle Snow and Byers really seem to pick things back up a little, but at that point, Connecticut just wasn't missing shots. And you guys came out of timeout before that. What did you say to kind of get them back in it? Because you guys did score a few unanswered right away, or just a little too late situation.
Yeah, I said a lot of words that probably you would have to use bleeps for, but you know, Connecticut is a great team, and when you have a team down like that, you have to develop and have that killer instinct. You cannot allow teams such as Connecticut to have a chance. And we turned around. We held, I think it was Asia, Katie, 4-6 or something like that, and then turned around and we allowed them to get hot. You know, we just literally stopped doing what we had planned for the game.
How much did the there were so many foul calls in that third quarter, how much did that disrupt y'all's flow?
Well, what disrupted the flow was the fact that Connecticut refused to lose, and they attacked the basket. Anytime you attack the basket, you're either going to score, you're going to give yourself a chance to score, or you're going to pick up a foul and get to the free throw line, and that's what they did. You know, we were back on our heels. We were standing straight up. We just, I don't know if it's just that we relaxed because we had a 16-point lead. For some reason, we had a mental breakdown, and we collapsed under pressure. And, you know, we have to find some kind of way to develop that dog in us and that heart and that desire to win a game.
Do you plan or proceed to tweak to the lineup or chasing or picking another player up, anything like that?
We started Barbara Turner today. We're going to keep doing what we need to do the things that we have to do to deserve a win. You know, we're not going to get caught up in, we have to get this first win. We have to get this first win. We have to get back caught up into focusing on the details. The details, the things that we have to do that will put us in a position to finish the game out with the win. So whatever that is, you know, if I have to start three post players, and that's what I'll do. But we have to find it some kind of way that will enable us to get a win. But I'm not going to get caught up in this whole you know, deal with getting one win. I know that, you know, that's important, of course, but we have to do the things that we need to do to deserve a win. We don't deserve a win right now. We stopped doing what we're supposed to do, and this team is very capable of doing that. We have it. It's there. We just have to sustain that. We have to develop a killer instinct.
Coach, you have Hodges on the inactive list. Is she injured right now, or?
No, she's not. We have 13 players, and as Chris just asked me, you know, I mean, we're doing whatever we need to do to put us in the best place possible and get a win. So, you know, with 13 people, you can only dress 11. So, you know, I needed that other ball handler, you know, if Tamara was in foul trouble. Tamara gets in foul trouble a lot, so I had to have D there. So it's just different, you know, reasons, and different people could be on that inactive list. It's a good thing now because you don't have to keep them on there for three games. You can move it around a little bit, and it allows you to keep an extra two people on your roster.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
Thanks.